All presentations are provided for informational purposes only. They do not serve as an invitation or encouragement to participate in any investment activities. If you are considering making an investment, you should seek appropriate financial advice.
All right, let's dive in. We're going deep today with Techmark Group PLC. You've been digging into them, right? All about protecting those undersea cables and pipelines. Pretty important stuff. And you sent over a ton of info, their investor update even.
Yeah, those can be a bit dense.
A bit. I felt like I needed a finance degree just to understand it. But hey, that's what we do here, right? We break it down, make it clear what it all means.
Yeah.
So, what are the big takeaways? What's the story with Techmark?
Well, the story's pretty interesting, actually. Lots to unpack. There's this whole energy transition happening, and then you've got Techmark right in the middle of it.
Right in the thick of it. All right, so first things first, new CEO, right? Richard Turner just came in last September. What do you think? Big change for the company.
Could be, yeah. He's got this background, kind of interesting. Came from Komatsu, then Terex, big construction equipment companies.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. Like, what's that connection? Protecting pipelines and giant
Well, if
bulldozers.
you look closer, it kind of makes sense. He also spent time in Japan learning about lean manufacturing.
Ah, efficiency. Getting things done right, no waste. I wonder if that's part of his plan for Techmark.
Could be a big part of it, especially with their growth plans. And don't forget, he's managed huge projects too, Angola, Malaysia, places where things get, well, complicated.
So he's not afraid of a challenge. Okay, but back to basics for a sec. What does Techmark actually do? Like, I get the cables and pipelines, but why is that such a big deal?
Think about it. Millions of kilometers of these things crisscrossing the ocean floor, carrying all the energy that keeps things running. It's the backbone of, well, everything.
Seriously, it's all connected like that. It's mind-boggling.
Right. And Techmark's job is to make sure it stays connected, to protect it from, well, everything the ocean can throw at it, corrosion, damage, you name it.
They're like the guardians of the deep. I was reading that they don't just slap on some protection and call it a day, right? They do it all. Feasibility studies, design, the whole shebang.
Yeah, it's a full service operation, which, gives them an edge. They're not just competing on price, they're offering this whole package.
Makes sense. So they understand the big picture and they handle the nitty-gritty details. Now, I noticed something interesting about their track record. Offshore wind, they're kind of dominating that, aren't they?
Over 120 projects. That's more than two-thirds of the global capacity. No one else comes close.
Wow, that's huge. So they're the veterans in a brand new industry? That's
Yeah.
got to be valuable, right? All that experience.
Absolutely. They've seen it all, solved every problem you can imagine, and in a field that's growing so fast, that's a huge advantage.
It's like they're writing the rule book as they go. All right, so they've got the experience. They seem to know what they're doing. But how are they doing money-wise? Have you looked into that?
Yeah, their financials, well, it's been a bit of a journey, but lately things are looking up. They hit $32 million in revenue last year. And get this, their EBITDA. It's improved by like $24 million in 2 years.
Wait, 24 million pounds? That's a massive jump. They're turning things around, huh?
Seems like it. They're definitely getting their act together, which, if they want to grow, they need that solid foundation.
Yeah, growth needs a good base. All right, so we're starting to see the picture here, right? Strong company, experienced, getting their finances in order. But we haven't even gotten to the good stuff yet. Their investor update. That's where things get really interesting.
Oh, yeah, that's where the real insights are.
That's for next time. Stay tuned, we're just getting warmed up. Back again. More deep diving today. We left off with Techmark, right? Their financials looking pretty good, turnaround and all that. But there was so much more in that investor update. Where do we even start?
Well, the Q&A, that's where things got spicy.
Yeah.
Investors, they want to know, is this for real? Techmark's talked big before.
Yeah, they have to prove themselves, right? What do they say? Anything different this time around?
Richard Turner, the CEO, he was pretty clear. Two big things have changed, he said. One, the market itself.
Ah, the tides are turning in their favor.
Exactly. Both oil and gas and offshore wind, they're booming. That's a stable base for growth, not like before.
Okay, so the timing might actually be right for them this time. What was the second thing? What else has changed?
The team, basically new leadership, all the way up to the board, people with a track record, people who've, actually delivered results.
So, fresh blood, new ideas, but words are cheap, right? Investors want to see action. Did Turner do anything to, like, put his money where his mouth is?
Funny you should say that. He actually bought a ton of Techmark stock, almost 800,000 shares, just this week. I mean, that's a statement, right?
It is. He's putting his own skin in the game. Makes you take him
Good.
seriously. Now, in their plan, they talk a lot about building this order backlog. What's that all about?
Investors picked up on that too. They're really interested in those 2025 targets.
Targets. Did they give a number? How much backlog are they aiming for?
Not a hard number, no. More like a philosophy, I guess. Building it steadily, not just chasing one big year. Want to start each year with a good chunk of revenue already locked in.
Smart, right? Less uncertainty, more predictability.
Mm.
Okay, let's talk elephants in the room. M&A, mergers and acquisitions, they're definitely going for it, but some investors are like, why bother?
Right. Why not just ride the organic growth wave?
Yeah, M&A, it can be messy, risky. You're bringing in a whole other companies, different cultures, systems, distraction.
Right. Some investors said exactly that. But Turner, he had a counterargument. He sees M&A as a way to turbocharge their growth, diversify their revenue, get their hands on some new tech.
So not just random buying sprees, they have a plan.
Yeah, they laid out their criteria pretty clearly. First off, affordable and profitable, no fixer-uppers.
Makes sense. No risky bets. What else are they looking for?
Complementary stuff, things that fit with their current offerings. But also, they want to get more into offshore services, engineering, installation. That's where the margins are juicy.
Moving up the value chain.
New art move.
Anything else? What about all the buzz about like cutting-edge tech, disruption, all that?
Oh yeah, that's on their list too. They're open to acquiring tech that could, shake things up, give
Yeah.
them an edge over the competition.
So they're not afraid to be bold. Okay, acquisitions, they take money, lots of it. How are they going to pay for all this?
That's the million-dollar question, literally. Investors were all over that. Remember that loan note from SCF?
Right, the 18 million one. That's something. But is it enough for a shopping spree?
For smaller deals, maybe, but if they want to go big, they'll need more firepower. Turner admitted that. So they're looking at everything, equity, debt, you name it.
So keeping their options open, that's good, right? Spreading the risk. But what about dilution? New shares, all that. Investors hate that.
Oh yeah, they brought that up. Worried about the loan note, new shares, the whole shebang.
What did Turner say? Any guarantees?
No promises, but he was pretty reassuring. Said they'll be careful, minimize the impact on existing shareholders.
Okay, good to hear. So we've got market conditions, leadership, the order backlog, M&A strategy. Anything else big from that Q&A?
Competition came up, of course.
No.
The subsea market, it's getting crowded, new players all over the place.
Yeah, you can't just rest on your laurels, right? What's Techmark doing to stay ahead of the pack?
Turner emphasized their tech, their experience, and this shift towards a systems-based approach, that's their sweet spot. They're also investing heavily in R&D, staying ahead of the curve.
So they're not getting complacent.
Right.
Now, this might sound a bit out there, but did anyone bring up, U.S. politics?
U.S. politics, how do you mean?
Well, the whole Trump thing, offshore wind, then
Yeah.
there's the cable sabotage incidents. It's all a bit, tense.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, investors did ask about that, specifically how it might affect Techmark.
So what was the verdict? Are they worried about all the political stuff?
Turner kind of downplayed it, at least for now. Said the U.S. market, it's not a huge part of their business right now, so even if things slow down there, it wouldn't be a disaster. And the sabotage stuff, well, he sees it as an opportunity.
An opportunity. Really? How so?
More demand for security, resilience. Techmark's already working on solutions, rapid response, all that. They want to be the go-to guys for, well, keeping things safe down there.
That's clever. Turning a threat into a selling point. Okay, big picture stuff aside, what about the nitty-gritty? Revenue mix, that kind of thing. Big projects versus smaller recurring stuff. How do they balance that?
Investors were curious about that too. Those big projects, they're great, but they can be lumpy, unpredictable.
Right, feast or famine. Did Turner give any clues about their strategy there?
No hard targets, but he emphasized both they want the big wins, but also the steady flow of smaller projects keeps things humming, utilizes resources better.
Makes sense. Diversity is good, spreads the risk. Okay, one last thing before we move on. Being listed on A, it's got to be a pain, right? All the regulations, the scrutiny.
Yeah, investors wondered about that too. Why bother staying public?
Exactly. Especially for a company their size, it's a lot of overhead.
Turner acknowledged that, said there are downsides for sure. But for a company with their ambitions, being public is just, well, easier.
Easier how? What are the advantages?
Money, for one thing, raising capital is way simpler. That SCF loan probably wouldn't have happened if they were private.
Makes sense. And credibility too, right?
Exactly. Customers, suppliers, acquisition targets, they all take you more seriously when you're a public company.
It's like a stamp of approval,
Oh, yeah.
almost. Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground here, and we're not even done yet.
Yeah.
There's still more to unpack from that Q&A, right?
Oh, yeah, there are some real gems in
We'll
there.
have to save them for next time. But hey, that's the beauty of a deep dive, right? Always more to discover. All right, final descent. Techmark. We've been through a lot with them. Their past, their present, their future. Lots of moving pieces. What's the verdict? You've been absorbing all this info? Are you convinced?
Honestly, yeah, I am. There's a lot to like here. They've got a solid track record, know their stuff, and the new CEO, he's got a vision.
Plus, they're riding this wave, right? Renewable energy, it's only getting bigger. More demand for what they do.
Exactly. But we can't ignore the challenges. Competition's heating up, acquisitions are always risky, and the energy market, well, it's a roller coaster.
Always some turbulence. So how do we make sense of it all? Is Techmark a smart bet? I mean, one thing that stuck with me from that Q&A, the Meta announcement, they're pouring billions into that new undersea cable, right? The one for Facebook.
Right, huge investment, connecting all those data centers. But I thought Techmark, they were all about power cables, not the internet kind.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. So what's the connection? Why did investors even ask about it?
Because a lot of Techmark's expertise, it applies to any kind of cable, really. The protection, the installation, the whole process. It's transferable.
So they could branch out, get into that telecom cable market.
Potentially, yeah. It's something investors are definitely thinking about. And they've already got experience with interconnector cables. Those use both fiber optic and power lines, connecting different countries' energy grids. It's a whole other level.
So it's not just about the type of cable, it's the know-how, right? Being able to handle these complex projects underwater, all that, makes them versatile.
Exactly. And that's valuable. Less reliance on any one industry spreads the risk.
Makes them a safer bet, right? Okay, but back to acquisitions for a sec. If their tech is so good, the markets are growing. Why even bother with buying other companies? Stick to what you know, right?
That came up, yeah. Investors were curious. But Turner, he believes both can work together, organic growth and strategic acquisitions. It's not either.
So they're not just buying for the sake of buying.
Right. They see it as a way to, like, level up, get bigger faster, diversify their offerings, and maybe snag some game-changing tech along the way.
It's a balancing act, isn't it? Sticking to your core, but also grabbing new opportunities as they come up.
For sure. And it's not without risk. They have to pick the right companies, integrate them well, no overspending.
High risk, high reward, right?
Yeah.
If they play their cards right, they could be huge.
We'll see. But their journey, it's going to be interesting, that's for sure. This whole subsea world, it's crucial, but most people don't even think about it.
Out of sight, out of mind, right. But Techmark, they're right there in the middle of it, keeping the lights on, literally. So after all this, what do you think? Would you put your money on them?
They've got a strong case. I'll be watching them closely. You should too.
Definitely will. This deep dive, it's been eye-opening. Never realized how complex, how important all this subsea stuff is.
It's a hidden world, but it's what makes everything work.
Mm.
And Techmark, they're the ones protecting it.
The silent guardians, keeping us connected.
Well,
I think it's time to come up for air. Thanks for joining me on this underwater adventure.
Anytime. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from Investor Meet Company. Just a reminder that the presentation this podcast was based on is available in full on our website, where you can watch live company presentations and put your questions to management directly. The best part is it's free. Our mission is to give retail investors like you the same access and information as the big guys. Visit investormeetcompany.com today to follow the companies you're interested in.